Helen, tell us a little bit more about this Air Force colonel, if you would.
Okay. He enlisted in 1955 and went through the usual basic training and then on to a specialized school that would prepare him for his assignment to Four Corners, which was a secret military base. It's not the geographic Four Corners that everyone is familiar with, like in the corner of Utah and Nevada and New Mexico, whatever that is.
Right.
But this one was a secret base that was not supposed to exist. And actually, it was located a little bit north of Area 51. And so he was assigned there, and his job was to go out and help retrieve crashed space vehicles and their occupants. And eventually he went to this crash that where he got Rachel. In this particular crash, the other occupants were killed on impact, and the craft started to burn. And he thought that he could see a movement inside one of the windows. And so he went in and found this small, what he took to be a female entity, and he picked her up and took her out as quickly as he could, and they took her to the dispensary, and she had a little cut on her arm, but that was all. And immediately he felt a bond with her, and he wanted to keep her, and so did the nurses that were there at the dispensary. And so the next day he called his headquarters and asked if that was going to be possible. And they radioed right back and told him that, yes, it was possible, but he had to adopt her and raise her as his own daughter. And kind of surprisingly to himself even, he did agree to do that, and that was the start of the relationship with Rachel.
Yet he basically covered up, of course, her background, how he found her for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
How were you able to find this out about him and about what happened? I mean, were these stories that Rachel told Marissa at the time? How did this all come out where you really knew what this colonel was doing and who he was?
Well, I don't think the two girls talked too much about it in depth, but after I had my face-to-face meeting with Rachel, it became apparent to Rachel and to her father that they needed to come forth with a story of exactly what she was and how he had acquired her. And so shortly after that meeting, my daughter arranged a meeting at the girl's apartment with the colonel and me and the two girls. And so we all sat down, and he started to relate this story to me verbally. And he told me the first part of it, as far as going into the service and the training school and everything. But then it was as though I had a gigantic download in my mind. It was like a giant computer file that was downloaded, and all of a sudden I had all that information.
What made you believe his story?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, except that he was very kind to his daughter and very kind to mine, and it seemed like a plausible story to account for acquiring someone like Rachel, who obviously was not from here.
Did he ask you at the time, please don't tell anybody this, I'm telling you this in confidence, or because what did he expect you to do once you found out about this?
I'm not sure what he expected me to do, but he didn't tell me at the time not to tell anyone.
How old would Rachel be now?
She would probably be 48 to 52, somewhere around there. No, let's say she would be 50 to 55, probably.
Any idea where she might be? Helen?
I was led to believe from the regressions that she was disposed of by some of the higher members of the Humanization Project.
Now, what do you mean disposed of? They killed her?
Yes. She was thrown down a flight of stairs.
Oh, my God. And I assume the colonel now has passed on?
That I don't know. I wasn't able to retrieve any information, really, one way or the other on that. He would be of age where he could have passed on, very likely.
Gene, in your research and your work with Helen, did Rachel fully understand who she was and where she may have come from?
It appears that she did, and she was frustrated. Frustrated by not being able to relate as well as she wanted to and everything. One thing that we've kind of left out is that when Rachel stumbled, and when Helen caught her, her sleeve came up and Helen felt her arm, and it felt like cool.
And spongy. And
spongy, like mushrooms. And then her glasses fell forward off of her face, and Helen was able to look into Rachel's eyes.
What did they look like?
Oh, go ahead, Helen. Okay, they were really large, and they sort of went around onto her temples and ended in a point upward. They slanted upward somewhat and ended in a point. But the main thing was that they were an avocado green, the light green that's the inside of an avocado.
Yes.
And they did not have pupils as we do. She had vertical black slits.
Did that scare you when you saw that?
Initially it did. I was just overwhelmed, but I got my composure in a couple of seconds, and then I realized that as I kept staring into her eyes, that she was the one that was really frightened, and I felt that she was really upset because apparently her cover had been blown